It's a gorgeous fall night, early fall night. Temperatures in the low 70s, high 60s. Stormy Mitchell along with Marcus Stone, the Storm and the Stone. Marcus, I want to hit my one faux pas for the night. I said we're going to have the towing costs.
Hey, if that's the worst thing of the night, Stormy, we're going to be great.
And if I don't mess it up any more than that, I say we're going to be flying. We just don't want to lose and get all giggly already. Marcus, I look to the north. There's at least another 150 people in line with cars lined up as far as you can see back to Matt Catcher. This place is going to be jam-packed tonight. There'll be over 12,000 people.
I mean, I'm just hoping none of those people are parked near me.
Good luck with that one, Marcus.
I just, you know, keep away from my car.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, I parked in the south lot. I'll be able to get in and get out.
I have nightmares for that night at Brentwood where I was surrounded by 16-year-old drivers trying to get out in a rainstorm.
That was the Lord's way of paying you back, Marcus, for all those times you were being petulant and recalcitrant and disobedient to your parents.
Only my parents tell you, I was an angel.
And if you're listening, my phone number, you can text me a comeback on that one.
You'll agree with it.
Okay, that's good. Well, this is the Battle of Franklin. 8 minutes and 10 seconds kickoff. We'll wait for the teams to come out. We've had the national anthem. Franklin's award-winning band is lined up on the field. Centennial's got theirs in the stand. Where's everybody going to sit tonight?
I mean, there's a nice big field right around here. Maybe they'll let them stand on the track. Doubtful.
I don't think so. New track, new field turf here at Franklin. They spent $1.5 million, and I say it's worth every penny of it.
So, I mean, while we have it, Second, why don't I just go ahead and give you the starting lineups for both teams?
I like what you're saying. How you thinking?
All right, so we're on offense for Franklin, the home-standing Franklin Rebels. Your offensive line, Haas, Ray, Albert, Burgess, Amsler, tight end. How do you say that? Holta?
Holdhaus.
Receivers are Holder, Bryce, and Craig. Running back is Gaka. That's a familiar name for Franklin. And at quarterback, Nichols. On defensive line, your ends are Haas and Molman. Your tackle is Clayton. Linebackers, Robert, Kirkpatrick, Kelton, and Deming. Your secondary, Hawk, Lipscomb, Gaka, and Wilson. That's your starting lineup for the Franklin Rebels.
And coming up with Centennial Cougars, the 3-3 Centennial Cougars.
Your offensive line is Caruso, Beard, Holloway, Fearing, and Anderson. Your tight end, they list Haynesworth as a tight end, so I mean, he's really a do-everything type of player, though. Tailback, you have Gerald Woo-Woo Wilson, who is a playmaker. Right receivers, Gustafson, McLemore, and Wall. And at quarterback, I believe Marcel is back tonight.
Hey, Grayson Marcel is back at quarterback. He was out last week due to concussion. And by the way, you mentioned Gaka. Let's give a shout-out where shout-outs are due. He was the Gateway Tire Player of the Week this week. Big win over last week over Hendersonville, 24-7.
And I mentioned that, Stormy.
And I failed to mention it earlier.
Your defensive line for Centennial. At end, it's Barber and Carter. Your nose tackle is Bledsoe. Linebackers, Johnson, Faithmeister, Cannon, and Haynesworth. Your secondary is Amos, Council, Pickens, and Wilson.
Sounds good. We're still waiting on the teams to come out of the locker room. 5 minutes and 32 seconds. Marcus, let's do this.
It's kind of anticlimactic. We had the national anthem already. Everyone was all pumped up, and the players aren't even.
Well, here come right now. Here come the captains for the Franklin Rebels. They're starting to
walk. Wow, we're getting our picture taken. Yeah, well, I need to stand up so I don't look so much shorter than you. Hold on. Yeah. Let's pose for this. Let's pose for this, Stormy. There's a stain in the ceiling?
Oh, there's a stain. Well, get close.
Let's act like we're smart.
We're on the air and we're getting our pictures taken right now. This is tough. Michelle Polk is our official photographer. We're going to owe her a meal at Stroud's Barbecue next week. She's the one that always comes by and takes the great pictures for us at Stroud, and we appreciate her.
I was cheesing pretty hard there, Stormy.
Well, I take cheese to a whole new level, too, so that's okay. By the way, I'm going to prepare our listeners. I was forewarned earlier tonight. You've seen the fat heads, the big, ginormous pictures of people, the guys with the players. Well, I was forewarned by Michelle Paul and one of the coaches for Franklin that they have one of me.
Did they have enough fathead material to make one?
I don't know. But
did they have to call in more?
No, all he said was, he said, we took your picture and we didn't have to enlarge it. I don't.
Did they have to shrink it?
All I can say was I didn't appreciate it. Coach Darren Jones got a real big laugh out of that one.
That's a good one, Stormy.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Okay, you don't have a melon head like I do the shape of a demented watermelon, but that's another story.
Why is it demented?
Well, because it takes after my personality. 3 minutes and 40 seconds before kickoff. Here comes the Centennial Cougars. They're starting to walk on the field. The captains are across the way. They've yet to enter the field. Who are the captains for Franklin tonight?
Tell me, for Franklin, if you let go of my roster right real quick. For Franklin, your captains are number 71, Christian Mullman, number 59, Jack Ray, number 25, Connie Kelton. Connie, right?
Kanai.
I knew that one.
Kanai.
And number 24, Matt Gaka. Kanai Kelton.
Matt Gaka, the Gateway Player of the Week last week. Big win, 24-7. That's the Rebels over the Commandos. Big win for the Rebels. Must win tonight for the Rebels. They're 0-3 in regional action. The Cougars come this ball game 2-1. And here come the Cougars dressed in all white tonight with the Columbia blue numerals, white helmets, white shoes, white pants, white shirts, did I say white? And they're looking rather formidable out there. Nice looking uniforms tonight. The Rebels are dressed in their smoky gray uniforms.
And I got the captain for them now, so Stormy.
That's fine.
Let's see, is that number 2 or is that number 8 or something? It looks like number 2, that's Trey Carlton. Number 4, Woo Woo Wilson. Number 38 is Wyatt Barber. And number 52 is Jacob Spears. And Kenny Gentry, so we were talking about him earlier, and here he is popping out the opening point toss.
What a great gentleman, a war hero, a Franklin treasure, former coach, a great all-around, just a great guy.
He's still getting around pretty good for each. He's
90-something.
Upper 80s, lower 90s?
90-something. Out there on the cane, and he used to be the kicking coach.
I mean, he used to teach at Brown Academy, too, for a while.
I didn't know that. I just want to know how Michelle Paulk is going to edit these photos to make them presentable.
Photoshop.
Okay. I was saying that loud enough. She didn't hear me.
So if there's a way, I think she's going to try and superimpose my face on your face, too. So it's just two of me.
Well, that would work. Okay. Let's wait in the corner. Toss, and what does the official say? Mr. Marcus, I'll let you make the call.
Here, it looks like Centennial is receiving. Franklin 1, Centennial's receiving.
Franklin's going to defer to the second half. Franklin's in their smoky gray uniforms with those smoky gray pants, smoky gray jerseys, maroon numerals in white with those maroon helmets. Those are difficult to read. I'm just going to tell you on the front end, we're a little slow on the call. We apologize. Centennial, as we said, in all white helmet, shirt, pants, shoes, socks, but the numerals are in the Carolina powder blue, and those also are a smidgen difficult to read across the way.
Oh, sorry, they're just kind of bunched up right now.
Yeah. Beautiful night here. Look at the crowd, Marcus. Standing room only crowd here at Franklin tonight.
Sorry, that line that you were talking about trying to get in, it's only grown.
That line is all the way back to the old Columbia State building. There's still cars piling in the parking lot.
Stay away from my car.
People, why don't you get here on time? Get here early. You're going to miss off the pageantry and the kickoff. Let's do this. We got a couple minutes. Keelan, let's go ahead and take a 1 minute break. Just 1 minute break. This is sports. AM 950.
Just as WAKM is our hometown radio station, Franklin Synergy Bank is your hometown bank. I'm community banker Will Powell. Just like you, I live in this community, and we are neighbor helping neighbor. Franklin Synergy Bank is locally owned and locally managed with a desire to see our community, as well as those around us, succeed and prosper. At Franklin Synergy, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your banking business. If you're looking for a financial institution to call your hometown bank, give us a call or stop by one of our 11 locations in Williamson or Rutherford County and talk with us. We are strong. We are local. We are Franklin Synergy Bank.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I'm Richard Harrington, president of Franklin Synergy Bank, and from our banking team, I want to thank all of our customers for their patronage and their support of our bank.
It's Howard Gamble Stadium. It's the Battle of Franklin. It's the
Seven. Week 7.
Week 7, I think. Week 7 is the last Friday night in September. It's the first cool night in September. We appreciate it. 70 degrees. Beautiful atmosphere. Beautiful night.
And so they decided, the powers that be decided, they're going to let it stop raining for this.
I love it. Yeah, that we got plenty of rain. Kicking off is Franklin. The 40-yard line. Told me weather. And they pooch punt it. And the ball goes out.
Oh, that's Stormy. That's free.
And they free it on this. Who come up? Who comes up with it, and Franklin almost comes up with the onside kick.
They're discussing right now.
And Franklin comes up with it. They get the onside kick at the 35-yard line. Donnie Webb rolls the dice early and caught Centennial napping, kind of pooch punted and kicked it over in no man's land. And it was a Franklin player. I couldn't get the number, but he touched it before it went out of bounds, and it is Franklin's ball. They take over. First and 10 from the 35-yard line.
That's huge for the Rebels, Stormy. That's what they need to do. They seize momentum already, and they haven't even run a play.
Well, they got a short side of the field, and you're wondering how Centennial will react. Centennial is high-powered offense. Franklin's come in having trouble scoring. The real key tonight is how will Franklin's defense react. First and 10 for the Rebels. They take over after the onside kick, and they get the recovery at the 35-yard line. Nichols takes the handoff, hands it to Gawk. He goes up the middle. He's at the 35. He struggles as he gets to the 30-yard line. Nice 5-yard gain for the Rebels. Second down, second and 5 early here in the clock. Darren finally starts running. Thank you.
So, I mean, that's a very patient run right there. He waited till he got his blockers. Once he saw the hole, he took it. But he was dancing a little bit back there until the blockers and the blocks lined up.
Josh Nichols at quarterback, number 9, right next to him, number 24. That will be Matt Gaka, as we stated before, was the Gateway Player of the Week.
I mean, look at the yard markers here, the chain markers. They're digital.
I know it. I can actually read it.
We haven't seen that around the county yet, have we? That's something new.
That is very nice. That is very nice. Are they going to have to work the clocks again? Will this be
Stormy, I think that a little more than 2 seconds went off on that play.
Well, this will be about the 7th time. I don't know the officials. I was corrected last week that it's not the officials' fault, that it's the setup at each school, but the gentleman who said that, he stands corrected, because if the officials got here on time and tested it in advance, they would know.
I believe I know who you're talking about. I think I saw him on the sideline earlier.
Yes, and I wanted to disagree with him, but I just kept my mouth shut.
Well, he's not listening right now because he's here.
And he was R-O-N-G wrong. But we still got a second down and 5, second and 6. We're waiting on the clock operator. They're running down to 11:41.
And it's running right now.
And it's running. There we go. Second down. Franklin taking over on the Centennial side of the field after an onside kick. Full house backfield.
Lots of motion for me.
Yes. They finally get set. There's 17 seconds left on the play clock. Hand off to Gawker on a jet sweep. He's at the cost of the 30. He's down to the 25. Gawker, he's 6 foot, 205. This kid can flat out run. And it's a Franklin first down.
For me, I like going in with all the pre-snap motion because it gives the defense, it makes them shift. So it gives the quarterback a chance to be able to read things. It's going to be zone or man.
Well, it's first down. That digital first down marker across the way is lit up like a Christmas tree. It is first down at from the 25-yard line. Early first quarter action. Franklin takes it. Gawk keeps it himself on the Wildcat. Takes it from the 25 to the 21.
I mean, they're showing lots of different looks already. There's been motion. There's been Wildcat run, pass. I think that hasn't been a pass if they've shown pass.
Right. Second down, second and 6. Got 4 on that game. Gawk is still, this Nichols still at quarterback. But Franklin came out last week in the Wildcat. Let's see who's at quarterback. Now, Nichols at quarterback. Got 2 running backs flanked to his right. Now, 1. Gawk is to his right. Wind receivers to the left. Hand off to Gawk up the middle. Boy, plows forward in ball. Ball comes loose, but recovered by Franklin at the 18-yard line. Brings up a 3rd down. 3rd and about 4 with 10-12 to go. First quarter action.
Only the best thing about this drive so far has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plays. None of them for negative yards. Everything's been going forward.
Well, and we could compliment again Dr. Willie Dickerson, his beautiful field here at Franklin High School. The years we suffered through that bad grass they had here. But 3rd down, 3rd and 3, beautiful turf field. Nichols at shotgun formation. Gawker to his right. Nichols keeps it himself. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, the 4, the 3. Preston, he's knocked down to 5. Fakes it to Gawker on the inside keeper. Nichols keeps it himself and runs it all the way down to the 5-yard line. Correction, 6. First and goal for the Rebels with 9:35 to go here in the first quarter action in the Battle of Franklin.
Stormy, Centennial got caught blitzing from the opposite side right there, and the blitzer came around the corner. He read the handoff and dove in for the tackle, which left Nichols the entire right side of the offensive line to go to.
Had a big gap there. Full house backfield for the Rebels. Got it first and 7 from the 7. Under center is Nichols. First man through, second man through. caught it. Man, the ball's loose. Ball's loose, but Centeno thought they had it. The play's blown dead at the 1 yard line.
I think that was Lipscomb on the run. Storm. Lipscomb, was it number two?
It was number 20. Actually, Kenai Kelton runs the ball down to the 1 yard line.
I thought the two was 2-5.
Yeah, 2-5. Brings up second down, second and one. Kenai Kelton, the big, they pulled a Tyrell Dotson move that time. They pulled from linebacker, put him in at fullback, second and one from the one. Rebels knocking on the door, man in motion, going to the left. Centeno creeping up, Nichols sneaks it. Did he get it? He got it. 8:23 to go. The Rebels surprise onside kick, take it 35 yards, Marcus, and in a very dominating drive, put 6 points on the board at the 8:20 mark to go. The Rebels are leading.
I mean, that's one way to slow down the Centennial offense is don't let them have the ball. And now, once they do have the ball, they're going to be trailing.
Playing keep away, going for the extra point. Kicker is Gundel, number 92. Ball snap, kicked on the way, high, long, going to the south, and it's good. Let's take a 1 minute break. Our score is Franklin 7, Centennial nothing. 8:20 mark to go in the first quarter. This is Sports on AM950.
Flag World has the largest inventory of flags, flag poles, and flag-related merchandise in Middle Tennessee. Hello, I'm Craig Eilerman, owner and operator of Flag World. We offer a full range of flags and flag-related products, including state, military, historical, outdoor, decorative designs, as well as indoor and outdoor flagpoles. Flag World is a very patriotic business and works very hard to get as many products as we can that are made in the United States. We offer in-ground flagpole sales and installation throughout Middle Tennessee and into Kentucky. For many years, we have done both residential and commercial. We are conveniently located at 401 Cool Springs Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of Interstate 65. You can reach us at 615-778-9791 or visit our website at flagworldamerica.com.
Someone comes out with a sneak attack, Marcus, onside kick.
Let's give credit to the kicker, Ian Burr, for me.
Another short kick coming down this time. Ball's taken at the 20-yard line. To the 25, he's run out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That was for Centennial.
Is that Carlton on the return?
That was Trey Carlton, the hot shooting point guard on the basketball team, the left-handed wonder. First time Centennial gets the ball, they were kind of fooled on that early onside kick. Franklin takes down 7 plays, 36 yards. Nice engineering by the drive by Nichols. Credit goes to Gawkin, that offensive line for the Rebels. Up 7-0. 8:20 to go. First quarter action.
No, 7 run plays too, show me, from Franklin.
Okay, Franklin Centennial comes out. Oh, they had double diamond formation. They shifted around.
That sounds like a T-float, show me.
It does. Ball's thrown out in the flat. It's hip. It's still caught. Wow. Centennial got a break. That ball was hip.
Is that a legal play, show me? That was hit by Woo-Woo Wilson and then flew into the arm
Gustafson.
Of was that Gustin?
Gustafson. Justison makes the catch. Sure handed. It's a one yard game.
They'll take it.
Grayson Marcel back from concussion protocol last week. He sat out. He's in shotgun formation. Hands off to Woo Woo. And Woo Woo is reeled at the 25. Wilson is reeled. He's a jet sweep across up, going back to the left. And Marcus, he was almost decapitated.
Told me two names on the hit. Kenai Kelton and Rashad Jenkins from Franklin. Kelton stopped him up. Jenkins ended it.
And that's their two big linebackers. Both of them are big boys. It brings up third down.
And third and five, it looks like.
There's a flag on the field. And what you going to call?
They're moving forward, so it's going to be on Franklin.
Wow. Were they off? Franklin's been on 5 yards offside. They call them for offside? I didn't know they'd call them for offside before the ball was snapped.
Lined up in the neutral zone, I guess.
Well, that was a quick flag. If you're a Centennial faithful, you're liking that. It brings still a third and nine from the 31. They've gained actually 1 yard so far. Grayson Marshall rolls to his right. Got a man open down the flat. Man wide open. Gustafson goes up.
Oh.
And he is tackled at the 40-yard line, and they're going to call pass interference on the Rebels.
Only my argument, if I was Franklin, I would say that ball was uncatchable anyway.
It was high. It was high.
It was high and a couple yards past by the time there was contact made. Franklin's not going to like it, but the Centennial faithful seem to enjoy the call.
It'll bring up a first down for the Cougars. Robert Hassel just checked in on WAKM AM 950. He said Indy's up 7-0 at Brent. Brentwood. First quarter action, 6:58 first quarter.
Well, we thought that Coach Play was going to have something in store for that Brentwood defense.
Don't be surprised tonight. I'm going to tell you, if Indy doesn't have one of those explosive nights, don't be surprised. First and 10 from the 46, Cougars take over. Jason Marcel, quarterback, pass out in the flat, caught the 50, he's across midfield.
And that's Haynesworth, only the man amongst men.
Boy, number 6'4", 230, son of Albert, and he had 10 catches in the Independence game, Marcus. 10 catches for 210 yards, and we couldn't even give him the player of the week. This Jarrell Woo-Woo Wilson had 248 that night. Going to bring up second down, second and 6. Nice 4-yard gain. I love that digital.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is wonderful for these old eyes. I love that. Shotgun formation, the Cougars come out.
And there's another flag. Oh, they're lined up in the new zone again.
Twin wide receivers right and left, and they call that on Kenai Kelton. That is 2 penalties on him, and he's not happy. And this official is really quick with the flags over here. And Donnie Webb is going, whoa, ain't snapped the ball yet. But it's another first down for the Cougars.
And Tommy, he's not even jumping. He's just lining up in it.
I think the official is announcing his presence with authority. First and 10 at the 44-yard line. Marcel's rolling out. He's under pressure. Ball's tossed down the sideline. Jump ball. And there's a flag on the field. And let's see what's called. Both players were going for it.
I call a holding, Stormy, against Franklin. What's odd, excuse me, it looks like Haynesworth turned around and didn't see the ball immediately. It got caught in the light.
Right.
It was a floater.
Yep.
It got on him at the last second. And he threw a hand up. When he did that, that's when they had the call for interference because it looked like Franklin was draped all over him. But he didn't see the ball at first.
Well, that's one of those, I'm not so sure about that call. If you're a Franklin fan, I got to tell you, that's
two questionable ones.
Yeah, I got that back-to-back Centennial getting a couple breaks on that one. That's first and 10 at the 28.
And then you throw in the lining up offside.
Is it my?
It's just your imagination.
My imagination of those lights wider across the way.
They're new,
and I'm you can't look at them. You get blinded.
You want to wear your sunglasses at night?
I could use them. First and 10 from the 28. 7-0. Cougars trailing. Marcel hits it.
Ooh, big hit.
Nice hit. Ball's caught at the 29-yard line.
Big hit by 32. Dallar Dimmick.
Townsville makes the catch and was going nowhere. Second and 10. Dimmick on the tackle for the Rebels. All those, they're out in their pokey gray uniforms tonight with the white rim, maroon helmet, Centennial and all white. Centennial's driving right to left on the radio dial, going south to north. Second and 10 from the 28, 5 minutes to go. Marcel throws over the middle. Almost intercepted. Nice play that time.
That was by Guy Lipscomb with the breakup for Franklin.
Lipscomb stepped in on that route, Marcus, and you are so correct. I thought he was going to pick that ball off and take it the other direction. Grayson Marcel threw into a crowd that time.
Sorry, Marcel didn't look off the safety. He stared down the receiver, and when he does that, the safety can just play the eyes, and that's what he did, almost intercepting the pass.
Good reaction that time by the young Franklin Rebels. Brings up a long 3rd and 10. Centennial's yet to convert. They've had several conversions due to penalties, but they've yet to convert on their own. 4-down territory for the Rebels. 4:57 mark, first quarter action. Marcel takes it to Wilson. He rolls to the right. He's at the 30. Gets a block. He's knocked out of bounds at the 26-yard line.
Okay, there's a flag, though, that's going to help Centennial out again. I think it's going to be a late hit or a horse collar.
Kirkpatrick on the tackle for the Rebels, and we're waiting on the official. Penalty flags are flying tonight, much to the chagrin of the Rebel faithful. He's stepping off again. It's a 15-yarder. And it wasn't horse collar.
Only the clock's been running through all these penalties, too.
Yeah, you wonder if they're keeping it on the field. Well, they finally stopped it there. No, it's still running. All right, down to four-minute mark.
Maybe.
Maybe. Jason Marcel, still shotgun formation. Hands off to Jarrell Woo-Woo Wilson. He's met in the hole and driven back.
Oh, he fumbled.
He did fumble. Franklin comes up with it. Like number 2 came up with it for the Rebels.
That's Guy Lipscomb, another big play on the drive.
Lipscomb's playing out of his mind tonight, having a big series so far. The Cougars were knocking on the door. They were aided by 4 major penalties, but the Rebels stand firm. They get the turnover at the 15-yard line. Now they're in business at the shadow of their own goalpost.
And Stormy, they haven't stopped clock. The cop's clock. The clock is stopped. I just pulled a Stormy Mitchell right there.
We had the towing calls earlier, didn't we?
And the clock and the stop clock.
It's not easy to say. And I'm moving over. We got a panel right in front of us, double windows.
So I don't smell, Stormy?
No, you're not the issue. I I have to look out this window. Nichols at quarterback got Gaka to his right, and off the Gaka coming left. Oh, he keeps it himself. He's under pressure. And wow, the ball is caught at the 10-yard line. Nichols throws a pass right in the middle. I thought it was going to be picked off by Centennial.
I mean, that's a very fancy 2-yard loss right there. What it was a flea flicker. Gaka took the handoff, pitched it back to Nichols, but by the time he got the ball back, the defensive end was right on him. He did a good job not take the safety. He got the ball out of his hands back to Gaka. We got to the 10-yard line. All that, and now it's 2nd and 12.
Gosh. I mean, it was such a almost used the term cluster. I mean, I'm glad I did. 2nd and 12 from the 10.
That's for the non-rated version.
Here we go. Oh, Gaka's up the middle. Handoff against the 20. Just the 25. Gaka on the power up the middle. Big gaping hole, and the Rebels are in business. They're away from the shadow of the goalpost, and they got it 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line. The Rebels in business tonight. The Rebels are looking sharp, Marcus.
Tony, when they just run the ball right up the middle and don't try and overdo it, that's what's great. I mean, that was a 21-yard game right there.
Matt Gaka, he's got his big kid, 6'2", 205, maybe 210, and has speed to burn. 1st and 10 from the 32-yard line. 2:40 to go. Rebels up 7-0. Gaka takes it this time himself and goes nowhere. And you know, Centennial's got their thing in their defense going, wait a minute, we stopped these guys, Cougars. But unfortunately, Cougars had 34 put on them last week at Hendersonville.
I mean, that's a very favorable 2-yard gain right there.
He's got an excellent spot. Going to bring up 2nd and 8 from the 34.
I mean, I think on this drive, Franklin will be able to get away with just running the ball pretty standardly. Eventually, they're going to have to throw some pass.
They are. 2nd and 8 from the 34. Twin receivers right and left. Take the handoff. Nichols under pressure. Ball thrown. And that was, wow, they're going to call, that's inadvertent contact. They're going to call it on Centennial.
I mean, it's going to be one of those nights.
They're calling everything tonight. I mean, that when the players run into each other like that, that's not pass interference. That means they just tripped over each other. But so that's why they've been calling it. You're right. They call it both ways.
They have to adjust.
Flag is picked up.
They called it the last drive against Franklin, and then they didn't call it against Centennial the next drive. Then one fan base would have something to say.
That's true. Yeah, he's calling it. They're calling their consent. Got to give that to him. Wait for him to step it off. Rough in the pass.
Oh, awesome. Double penalty.
Wow.
I didn't see that flag, Tormey.
I didn't either. And the official is stepping it off as he crosses the 45-yard line. Finally comes to rest right at the on the big F at the 50. At the 50. At the 49-yard line.
Sorry, what are they? Do they call that a power F?
Yes. First and 10, Rebels at the 49 on their side of the 50-yard line. They've got a 7-0 lead with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter action. Here in the Battle of Franklin. Nichols, the quarterback, still in shotgun formation. Waits for the snap. Hands off to Gaka, and he blurts across the 45-yard line to the 40. He's still on his feet, and they can't get him down. They finally drag him down to the 30-yard line. Marcus, a 32-yard run. Matt Gaka, unbelievable run right off his right guard.
And Tommy, that's one of those where you try and count how many Cougars touched him when he was running. I think he broke at least 4 tackles.
Well, it's a must-win for the Rebels tonight, and they're playing as if their backs are against the wall, and they are. They took over at the 10-yard line after a fumble. They've driven very succinctly down the field. They got it 1st and 10 to 41 as the clock ticks under a minute. Hand off to Gaka again. Give it to the big horse as he runs up the middle. Knocked down to the 30-yard line for 1-yard gain. And as you stated earlier, Franklin has thrown how many passes tonight?
They've thrown 1, and it was for a pass interference. They've thrown 2. They tried the flea flicker that was completed to Gaka for -2 yards, and then they threw the flea flick and the other one down.
And as we said, Independence exploding. Thank you, Robert Hassel. Cash to Sheffield. 14-0, 2:45 to go, first quarter action. Nichols drops back, got a man open in the end zone. Good throw to Bright. Did he catch it? The answer is yes. Sir, 31-yard touchdown pass. Nichols to Bright. Touchdown. Rebels with 21 seconds to go.
Wow, Tommy.
What a catch. Bright laid out. I mean, just laid out for the catch. A beautiful catch that time for the Rebels. Rebels go up. They win at 90 yards, Marcus.
That's really impressive. A lot of the time right there, this little chunk plays here, and then the home run pass.
Going for the extra point with 21 seconds to go. Snap, kicks on the way. High and over in, going south. It's going high. And the kick for Burr is good. Let's take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950 as Franklin leads 14-0.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williams & Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Brandy Blanton, publisher of Southern Exposure Magazine. We bring you local people doing local things with great photography, incredible color, and a commitment to bringing you what makes our community great.
I'm Cassie Jones, director of sales for the Williams & Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
If you're a Franklin fan, you're having a celebration right now. 14-0, two nice drives, both of them 7 plays, one for 36 yards after an onside kick, another one 7 plays, 88 yards. Franklin Rebels taking charge of this ballgame, Marcus, up 14-0, first quarter action.
So we're close to the first quarter. Let's see if we can get some other scores in really quickly. BGA is up on White Creek 14-0.
Good.
DPA and Lipscomb are tied 7-7. Nolensville is up 7-0 against Tullahoma, and BA is up 15-0 against Baylor.
And we're another short onside kick. Ball comes down at the 38-yard line. The Cougars makes a nice catch. That Alex Wall at the 36-yard line, 38-yard line. Cougars take over, trailing 14-0. I tell you what, for a team that's had trouble scoring this year, Franklin's is not tonight. We're not.
Sorry, they've been manufacturing the waves. It was an onside kick to begin the game, great field position. This last drive wasn't the case. Their defense bowed up, got them the ball back inside the 20, and then they marched 88 yards in 7 plays. So you've seen Franklin's off and scores both ways.
4 straight wins for the Cougars coming in this game, and you're wondering what they're thinking down right now, trailing 14-0, first quarter action. How are they going to react? Grayson Marcello will throw the ball. It's called by Gustafson at the 45, the 50, the 45. He crossed midfield, and he's down all the way, correction, that's Rouse, all the way down to the 45-yard line.
15-yard gain.
Nice 15-yard to the kicker, Crouch. His dad, Dave, does a great job, financial planner.
That might be the end of the quarter story.
And that is the end of the quarter. Our score is 14-0. Franklin in the lead. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports. But I am 950.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
It has been all Franklin Rebels tonight in the Battle of Franklin. We start the second period action, 14-0. Continue on the march, second quarter. Grayson Marcell dumps it off to the 45-yard line, to
wow.
The 40, the 45, the 30, the 20, the 10. Give it to him. Touchdown. Centennial Cougars. 3 plays, 62 yards. They scored that one in a hurry, Marcus.
Only Franklin's defense has been getting to the quarterback on all the passes pretty quickly. Why not just throw a screen pass? That's what they did. Woo-woo was wide open like a bolt of lightning.
Like he was shot out of a gun.
Like a warm knife through butter.
There you go. Jarrell Woo-Woo Wilson takes it 45 yards to the house with 11:47 to go. The Cougars are in business.
That's quite a way to react to a 14-0 deficit, wasn't it, Stormy?
Yes, sir. That was like, yeah, we got this. Waiting on the kick is Mr. Krause. High and low end. It's good. And we've got a new score, 11:47 to go. Franklin 14, Centennial 7. Let's take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing. Top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
Well, we've got frenetic action here from Howard Gamble Field. Centennial comes out, Marcus, after trailing 14-0. 2-play drive, 60 yards, 45 yardage to Jarrell Woo-Woo Wilson. Takes it to the house untouched. Hey, quick shout-out to all my Memphis friends. Tim Yancey, better known as Jay Butkus Yancey, was inducted tonight to the Mississippi State Athletics Hall of Fame by way of Memphis High School. High grade is that. Tim, always known Tim since, we were first graders back in 1959. at Messick High School, and quite an award for our good friend Tim. He's a great young man. He's an old man now. But, hey, Tommy, appreciate you pointing that out to me, Dr. Thomas Patrick Hughes. Tuning in on Radio.net nationwide. Marcus, ball was kicked into the end zone. They're going to start. Looks like.
There's a penalty on a touchback, so they're calling a holding on a touchback?
Yeah, Franklin was holding and or a personal foul. Franklin will take over at the 10-yard line.
That's not some bad luck right there, Story.
But, hey, congratulations to Tim Yancey. Also, I think Pat Massey's listening tonight over in Jonesboro, Arkansas. I've got friends listening literally nationwide. A dear friend in Hialeah, Hawaii. Friends in Australia, Japan. Y'all keep tuning in. Keep sending me the text messages. I will not read what you say on the air most of the time. Here come the Rebels taking over 90 yards from Pater right at the shadow of the goalpost. Nichols is going to keep it himself. Nice tough yards up the middle. Boy, gain. Nice gain, Marcus, across the 15-yard line. Finally knocked down to 16 on a nice 6-yard run by Nichols.
Yeah, sorry. It looked like just a straight run play. No, wasn't. It was a design run play. Get away from the shadow of the goal line. Second and four from the 16.
Correction, that was Matt Gocka on the Wildcat. Hey, also shout out to Lieutenant Dan. He's listening up in Shepherdsville, Kentucky on Radio.net, better known as David Hughes. And yes, we're doing our best Larry Munson tonight. Second and four from the 16. Hand off to Gocka. He burst through the line. He's drilled at the 24-yard line. It's going to be a Franklin first down.
And Stormy Gocka has a way when he sees a hit coming. He can contort his body in a way to tuck and roll so he doesn't take that direct shot.
And for a big guy, that's really good that he does that, because he's about 6'2", as we said, 205. A sprinter. His brother Alec played down at University of Memphis as a wide receiver, so we know there's a lot of seed in the Gocka family. First and 10 from the 25. We're under 10:30 to go. Second quarter, 14-7 to score. Nichols keeps it himself, and as he runs right, and he's drilled at the 27-yard line after a 2-yard gain.
Trying to get the number for that tackle, Stormy, because it's a great open field tackle. That number 20 for Centennial? Let's say that's number 20 for Centennial. Tucker Tremaine, a sophomore.
Yes, Tremaine showed a lot of closing speed on the tackle to bring him down for a, basically, they gave him 2 yards, I think, a generous spot.
And Stormy, if he didn't get that tackle, it would have been a good, solid 7-yard gain.
Nichols is showing a lot more poise and a lot more confidence than we saw earlier in the year when we saw Franklin play at Brentwood. That's an 8 from the 27. Jet sweep to the right at the 25, the 30, and he's knocked down at the 31-yard line. Good tackle that time by Wall for Franklin. Kemp on the carry for the Rebels. All smoky gray uniforms tonight. Kind of tough to read.
And sorry, to your point about Nichols and his confidence, I think a lot of that has to do with the play calling, and now the Franklin coaches have learned what the young man feels comfortable with and likes. And so the beginning of the year, they didn't really necessarily know that, and now we're 7 weeks in, not just with games, but a practice, they know what he likes.
Well said, what he's comfortable with. Third and 5 from the 30, rolling to his right, Nichols throws it, and almost intercepted. Almost.
There's going to be a roughing the passer call.
There is, flag on the field. Continue a late hit, you can't do that. And they're going to step it off. Hey, an update from Independent. Brentwood hits a 51. Yes, he said 51-yard field goal. Indy up 14-3, 11-17 to go second quarter.
The Bruins are on the board for me.
51-yard field goal for a high school kid.
Well, that's a 15-yard penalty right there on the roughing the passer. Franklin has to fall out to the 45.
Well, that's going to give him a first down. Appreciate tuning in tonight. David Hughes, as we know, is Lieutenant Dan.
Well, how do you get that name, Stormy?
David, we can't tell that one on air, can we, buddy? First and 10 from the 45, 8:55 to go, second quarter action. Nichols going all the way at quarterback, standing at the 40-yard line. Got a man in motion.
And there's another flag, Stormy.
And they're going to call legal motion. This is a flag-happy crew. They call Centennial for lining up offside.
So it's going to be a first and 5 from midfield.
That is, we
haven't seen that really that often this year.
I have not.
A snap penalty on the defense.
They've called it 3 times tonight, 3 snap encroachment. I don't recall ever seeing that, period.
And it's been twice on Franklin, once on Centennial?
Yep, they're consistent. Right at the second and first and 5 from the 50. Nichols keeps it himself. Well, he's made at the hole and dragged down from behind, but he still managed to gain 5 yards. Preston Gaka. They got Gaka running at in the Wildcats.
Well, they're mixing that in very nicely so far in this game.
Yes, they are. That's how they used Gaka last week. Used Gaka last week against Hendersonville. Had a big game. Here comes Nicholas back on the field. It's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 44. The Rebels, the team that's having trouble scoring points tonight, whoever's calling the plays, he's dialing it up. Nicholas waiting on the snap, a shotgun formation. Gaka's got it at the 45. The 40. He's drilled from behind as he crosses the 40-yard line to the 39.
He was dragging a player for a couple yards right there.
He's a big enough kid to do it. Kid's got really a lot of strength. We interviewed him about 4 weeks ago at Stroud. Fine young man. And he's got a good, great point average. We'll play next year somewhere.
Going back to that Wildcat play that you were talking of, it looks like when they call it, there's two different ways. Keep the quarterback on the field and just bot him out as a receiver or take him off for the extra blocker. It looks like Franklin's taking him off and getting the extra blocker.
They certainly are. Waiting on the snap. Hand off to Gaka. Slowly, he bursts to the right. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30. Crosses the 30-yard line down to 27. Marcus, his explosion. He was going left. No hole there. Breaks back to the right. And when he took that first step, he was gone.
And even more impressive, Stormy, is that the Centennial, they're sitting there hitting at the ball trying to rip it out. And Gaka did a great job of not letting that happen.
Another first down for the Rebels. They're having a heck of a first half. They're up 14-7, 6:30 to go here in the Battle of Franklin. Rebels playing like they need a win tonight in the district, and they flat out do. Rolling to his right is Nichols under a ton of pressure. Squares his shoulders. The ball's thrown in the air, and flags fly. And they're going to call interference on Centennial.
Tony, that was just a busted play from the beginning. I was watching, who is that, number 11? That is Bright down here on the close side to us.
Right.
He wasn't watching the ball when it was snapped. He didn't take off until a good 3 or 4 seconds after the ball was snapped. So it was going to be a busted play. He got lucky, but the quarterback just threw it up, and Centennial just tackled him in the end zone.
Well, 15-yard, another 15-yard play. Right now, both teams have benefited immensely from penalties. There's more penalties gained by yards gained by penalty than by play so far tonight. And the officials should not be.
Well, sorry, it's actual things like that where it was a clear tackle in the end zone.
Right.
I mean, they can't not call that.
I agree. Nichols hands off to Gaka. He's met in the hole, and he's dragged down for loss this time by a bevy of white jerseys from Centennial.
That's what Centennial needed. So it's like a loss of, they're giving him 4 progress up to the, again, to the 16 for progress. Yep, that's under at the 16-yard line. So it's only a loss of 2 rather than what could have been loss of about 5 or 6.
Second and 12 from the 16. You're under 5 minutes and 50 seconds. Franklin up 2 nice drives. This is a third nice drive, aided by a couple penalties. One of them was not very wise by the Centennial Cougars. Quick hit over the middle.
Had it right at
the 5-yard line. Quick roll that time by Josh Nichols to the 5. Receiver couldn't bring it in at the 5. He was open.
I mean, that throw had to be made quick because Centennial was blitzing about everyone they had right up the middle. That's all the Nichols do is get rid of the ball as quick as he did. Hit the young man in the hands and spell incomplete.
All right, we've got it. It comes up to a 3rd and 13. You're wondering how the Centennial faithful are going to bow up tonight. It's just, if you're a Centennial fan, you need a stop right here. If you're a Franklin fan, you need a big break. And there's going to be a timeout on the field. There was some confusion. Let's take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of 4 for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a 1/2 gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of 4 for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
And we're back. Battle of Franklin. Franklin's marching way down the field. Marcus, they got a 14-7 lead, 5:33 to go, and Marcus is being attacked by the Nats again.
Sorry, I got another new score for you.
All right.
Summit is up on Franklin County, 7-0.
All right. Go smart.
Ravenwood up 20-0 on Dixon County.
Not surprised. 3rd and 13 from the 17-yard line. The Rebels in business. Cougars looking for a big stop right here. Shotgun formation is Nichols. Got Gaka to his left. And in motion to the left. Nichols looks right. Screen pass toss to 20. Drag down to 10-yard line. Going to bring up a 4th down. Gaka, I don't know why it says Gaka. Here we go.
Got it down to the 11, Stormy. It's going to give him 4th and 7. It's going to be 28-yard field goal attempt. Burr's right half.
Yeah, Burr's coming in to kick the field goal. Rundle's a holder. It's going to be right, you said it right, very correctly, right from the 18-yard line, 28-yard effort. Waiting on the snap set. It's a fake. He rolls to the right. The pass is thrown.
Adams.
They had him in the end zone. They ran a fake punt, and it's no good. That was a sure 3 points right there, and Donnie Webb rolling the dice that time.
I like how he's being aggressive. So he had the right play call. He had two receivers there. So it looked like Burr threw it to the player right at the sticks rather than the person at the end zone, but he just threw it at his feet.
Well, that's why he's a kicker. That's what my coach used to say. That's why Mitchell's the kicker.
You were the kicker? I thought you were the golfer.
When I played, I was a kicker too, but I wasn't any good, so it didn't matter. Golf course was my domain. First and 10, the Cougars taking over from the 11-yard line, 4:43 to go, trailing 14-7. Wilson on the carry to the left, gets about 3 yards. A lot of sportsmanship out there tonight. I'm noticing a lot of players picking their opponents up like that, like seeing that, because this is a very intense rivalry.
Sorry, they might be picking them up, but they're putting them down pretty hard.
Well, we knock them down, pick them up. It's good. Second down, 2nd and 9, gave him 1. That was a generous spot. Centennial's right in the shadow of their goalpost, going north to south.
They got 3 receivers over here the near side.
Hand off to Wilson. He goes up the middle, and he gets about 2 yards, a little delay that time. Let them out. Got Haynesworth, Gustafson, and Krauss on this side for the Cougars.
Boy, they were in a bunch formation, too. They were just 3. They were bunched.
Had Wall on the other side for the Cougars. Same formation. Brings up a long 3rd and 8. The Cougars don't want to give it back because Franklin has been able to drive the ball almost at will tonight, Marcus. 3rd and 8 from the 13, trailing 14-7. Quick second quarter action here.
Only with this Centennial offense, though, like we saw, they can score quickly.
Waiting on the snap. Marcel's rolling to his left, right, throws back to right, and he dropped it. Had him wide open at the 15-yard line, had a lot of green grass or green turf in front of him, and the Cougar cannot make the reception. They're going.
That was Alec Wall, the senior, 6'1", 180, just hit him in the hands and fell harmlessly to the turf.
Wall is a very versatile athlete, great forward on the basketball team, plays defensive end and tight end. But that time, he had hands of Mitchell or hands of Stone. Crouch standing in the end zone to punt, watched him warm up. He's got about a 40-yard average.
I mean, I would have caught that ball. I just would have gotten hit.
Whoa, almost got it blocked. Ball comes down, taken at the 45-yard line. Krauss did a nice job getting that ball away, period. Rebels taking over on their side of the 45-yard line, their side of the 50-yard line, he tried to say. 3:13 to go.
And Stormy, it turns out that fake field goal attempt didn't end up hurting Franklin at all. Got the ball back in good field position. Plenty of time to score again before the half. And Stormy, think about it this way. Franklin's getting the ball to start the second half.
They certainly are. Long TD pass again from Cash to Collier. Independence is in Fuego tonight, up 21-3. Marcus, we said they would explode. They have exploded at Brentwood.
We called this one.
We did. Pickles rolls to his left, got a man open in the flat. He throws high, out of bounds. Brings up 2nd down, 2nd and 10 from the 45-yard line.
And, Stormy, I don't like that play call. Why do you have a right-handed quarterback rolling to his left?
I don't know. He had trouble squaring his shoulders, and the throw was errant, very high.
When you can't wear your shoulders, when you can't get your feet underneath you, the ball is going to sail, and that's what just happened.
At halftime, Goss Bolden from Gateway Tire is going to conduct our interview with Jay Johnson. He is the athletic director here at Franklin High School. It'll be the Matthews Team Sports halftime segment. We appreciate Matthews Team Sports. Hand off to Gawkins at the 45, the 40, the 30, across the 35. Finally knocked down on a delayed draw to Gawka. And Marcus, when they run that delay, Centennial's blitzing from the outside. They run past him, and then he's got just open field. Another first down for the Rebels.
And Stormy, Gawka's not one of these long striders that sometimes you see at running back. He has these choppy steps. He's good for a running back because that keeps his balance. And so he can absorb these little hits that he's taking and bounce off and get more yards because he's not long striding.
You well said. His yardage after being hit is well in the plus category. 1st and 10 from the 29. The Rebels marching again. Nichols takes that, hands off to Gawka this time. He goes right in tough yardage. He makes it to the 24-yard line of nice Marcus. They've only had 1 play tonight, 2 plays in negative yardage. But when they run the ball, they've only had 1 in negative.
Right, Stormy?
The Rebels' offensive line is absolutely, we're seeing a different team than we saw against Brentwood earlier in the year.
I mean, it's like what we said, that was game 1. This is game 7, it is game 7. They've learned what this team can do well, and they're showcasing that.
Improvement, confidence, poise, and practice all come together. 2nd and 5, 1:50 to go. Nichols waiting on the snap. Takes the handoff, rolls his left. He's under pressure. Throws in the flat. The ball's caught at the 25, the 20, the 15. He's still on his feet. Finally knocked down at the 10-yard line.
Holdhoff.
Brock Holdhoff on the screen pass in the flat. Marcus, that's why you roll to the left. But they're not anticipating. And Holdhoff breaks three tackles and another first down for the Rebels. And the Cougars are in trouble.
Sorry, that was a great job by Nichols escaping the rush. Centennial brought six that time. It wasn't enough for the Franklin defense to hold. Nichols had to escape to his left, found an open receiver. Great positive play there.
Okay, here's what we've got. Kenai Kelton's come in as running back. Matt Gaka is at quarterback. First and 10 from the 10. And Kenai Kelton is the blocker. And Matt Gaka's going to take a 10-yard for the score. Answer is yes, sir. Lee, 10 yards, Matt Gaka. Kenai Kelton is a fullback, the big linebacker on the block. And the Cougars are going to be trailing 21-7 with 107 to go. If you're a Franklin fan, you got to be loving it.
I mean, that's the creativity of Franklin tonight, showing different looks. And like we said earlier, the quarterback came off the field, so they would have the extra blocker.
How many plays?
Five plays.
Five plays, 45 yards, extra point by Burrs on the way. Kicks it all the way to Charles Marmaduke. That's good. With 107 to go, we've got 30-second break. This is sports on AM 950.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Buehr Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, cooling systems, tire service. And they service foreign and domestic. The ASC certified techs at Buehr Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Buehr Brothers Tune and Tire Service at 112 Alpha Drive, locally owned and operated since 1949.
New score, 107 to go, second quarter action. Franklin Rebels go five plays, 45 yards, one passing play, the Holdhouse. The rest of it was on the ground. Nichols handed off to Matt Gaka. Matt Gaka on a quarterback keeper from the Wildcat takes it 10 yards on the left wing. 21-7. This time the Rebels kick it off deep.
That might be a mistake for me, letting Wu have
it. Wu takes it at the 2-yard line. He's at the 10. He's at the 15. He's at the 20. Finally knocked out of bounds at the 25-yard line. No flags on the field. Good to see for change. Cougars taking over, Marcus, at the 26-yard line, trailing 21-7. Franklin has come out absolutely taking scoring. They've scored on every drive but one, and as you said, they get the kickoff to start the second half.
Stormy Franklin doesn't need a rest, though. Centennial does have big play capability. You saw the first touchdown, 31-yard screen to Woo-Woo Wilson, so don't rest easily here. There's still enough time for Centennial to get some points.
There's plenty of time. The clock down to 1:01. First and 10 from the 26. Grayson Marcel, quarterback. He looks to his left, ball thrown in the flat, and he's overthrown. He's rusty. He did not play last week. He tried to hit Gustafson in the flat. He's overthrown at the 30-yard line. Made up second down. The clock does stop at 56 seconds.
Stormy, they might have had Johnny Crouch freaking down in the slot. Might want to see if coaches saw that and decide to go to something similar.
Yeah, watch from number 10, Crouch. He is a speedster, not only a great punter, but he can catch the ball. We saw him do that against Ravenwood. Second and 10 for the 26. Going to keep it this time. Marcel thrown in the flat. He overthrows again at the 40-yard line. Got another man wide open. That's Gustafson again at the 40. Brings up a long third down.
I mean, he has to rush his throws because Franklin's putting good pressure on, but everything's just failing.
Yeah, you wonder how much the layoff has affected him. He did not play last week against Riverdale. Was in concussion protocol. I'm sure Coach Christ is going to have some changes at halftime for his defense for his Cougars. Third and 10. Green pass again. Throws it high. Ball caught. Barely gets to the 30-yard line.
Stormy, a screen like that is all about timing. And when the receiver has to jump up and
well
catch the ball and throws all the timing off.
Well,
the runner and the blockers and everything.
Well said. If you've got to leap in the air and do everything just to make the catch, that's going to hurt you. Franklin does take your second timeout. Well, let's keep it here. You got some updates on scores? Well, no. Save those for halftime.
Stormy, what I think, Franklin called the timeout here to save some time for them to have the ball back. Watch for an all-out pump block right here, Stormy.
Well, they almost got it last time.
They're going to be doing it again. They're going to bring everyone. I wouldn't be surprised if they have no gunners, no one covering the gunners, and just have 10 people trying to block the punt and only one person back to receive it.
Sounds good. Well, we got a barn burner going over on Indy at Brown. Brentwood. We have by pick Brentwood. Independence has come out tonight playing like a house on fire, so we'll give that score for you later at halftime. Appreciate y'all tuning in on AM 950. Also, if you want to, yeah, you know what? I just didn't get enough of Marcus and Stormy Friday night. I want to listen to this again.
Has anyone ever said that before?
No, but if they do, we've got it on a podcast. You can go to wakmworldwide.com/games/podcast. We've got it up on the site for you.
Stormy, I listened this last weekend. I went back and listened to us.
And?
I couldn't sleep.
Okay. My thoughts exactly. I've critiqued some of my games. I go, did he really say that? What was he thinking? Never mind.
The coin toss.
The coin toss?
Coin toss.
Is that what I said?
The coin toss.
The coin toss instead of the coin toss. Marcus, you can't be perfect. I'm just telling you. It's just, Garth, don't you say a word. You got a 15-minute interview. It's one of those nights. Garth Bowen's ready. He's got Jay Johnson. He's got a list of questions over here. Remember, you only got 15 minutes. Yep, look at that list. I'll tell you what, that's a Terry Merrill right there.
That's about the size of Stormy's black book.
I thought, we should have taken a break on that one. Marcus, you're a terrible person. Marcus, you can be replaced. You didn't know that. Second, fourth and seven from the 29. That's not funny.
Crouch, you laughing then?
It is funny. Crouch is back to punt. He's standing at the 15-yard line. Good snap. Back. Beautiful kick. Hits it in the stratosphere. Ball comes down to the 40-yard line. Still centennial bounce.
Big bounce.
All the way down to the 12-yard line. I tell you what, when Sputnik flew overhead. He had to duck. That ball went higher than Sputnik.
Wow, it's the only way to make a topical reference.
There you go.
From the 1960s.
That was 1950s in your case. Thank you very much. I tell you what, Marcus, there's planes flying over my house that don't go that high. Franklin's going to take over 28 seconds at their own 12-yard line, up 21-7. Do they take a knee and go to the house?
I think they try one run play, tell me, see what they can get, and then after that, take a knee.
Well, if you coach Matt Christy, what do you do at halftime?
They're taking the knee, Stormy.
Plays under center, Nichols under center, marking out signals, hands it off to Gaka. He's up the middle for 2 yards as the clock continues to tick down. Centennial does have 3 timeouts, but I don't think they're going to use them because it's under 16 seconds. Explosive first half tonight if you're a Franklin Rebel, the Battle of Franklin. Centennial's won 4 in a row, but right now that streak is in danger. That streak is in danger. We're going to halftime as the clock ticks down to 0. Franklin, 21. Centennial, 7. Marcus, give us some updates on scores.
All right, Stormy. In the second quarter, here's a new one for you. Innsworth, 7. Father Ryan, 7. Summit, 13. Franklin County, 7. I believe it's Independence, 21. Brentwood, no, they scored again. It's 28-10, Independence over Brentwood. BVA is up 28-0 over White Creek. CPA is up 21-7 over Lipscomb. Ravenwood putting it on Dixon County, 20-0. Stormy, here's a new one. 23 for Tullahoma, 7 for Nolensville. Brentwood Academy clinging to a halftime lead against Baylor, that 15-7. Page is up 7-0 over Lincoln County. And those are the county scores, Stormy.
Sounds good. Let's do this. Ross Boland's coming up with the Matthew Team Sports interview tonight. He's got the athletic director from Franklin High School, Jay Johnson, our great friend, and we're going to have fun with that. Let's do this. We're going to take 2 minutes, and then Garth's going to have it for 15, and then we will be back with the second half action. Keelan Fisher, 2 minutes. This is sports on AM950.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
Hey everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau Agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports.